Exam skills, check 6. Exercise 2, page 235. Text 1.
I saw this show on TV where they were measuring how long teens spent on social media and stuff like that. And the results were shocking. There was one guy who, if you include texting, was staring at a screen for 15 hours a day. So I decided to analyze mine. And guess what I found out? I wasn't so bad in terms of time, about 5 hours a day, but I spent most of that time in chat rooms or watching silly videos. I'm sure there's a more worthwhile way of spending my time online, and that's what I'm going to find.
Text 2.
Thank you for this award. It's the result of hard work and not just from me, but my team, who know how much I appreciate them. My parents too, and my brother. But special thanks are due to Mitchell Moore, someone I've known since medical school. Mitchell was a rather remote person at first, but once we became friends, he warmed up and we are still very close. His illness meant he could never fulfill his dream of becoming a doctor. It also gave me the reason to pursue my specialization and make this breakthrough for which I have won this award, one that will help Mitchell and all sufferers. We live in the age of information, and my app will give sufferers a chance to share advice, personal stories, and research across the globe. It's a disease that is rare enough that this might be the first time you've met another person with the illness, and at the end of the speech, I'll give you all a chance to tell your stories. But no social media app works without users, so please, when you get home, download it and sign up, tell your friends, and let's make this the top medical information sharing app in Europe.
Text 3.
Joining me today is Professor Helen Wigan, an expert in international symbolic communication. Professor, today we are looking at measurements, and especially at the huge divide between America and Europe in terms of how to measure things. Would that be accurate, Professor?
Not quite, no. The two systems you're referring to are the imperial and the metric. And while it's true to say that the second is pretty much Europe-wide, there is one notable holdout. The UK generally uses the imperial system of feet and inches, pounds and ounces, and so on, though its governments have been trying for years to get them to switch over. To some extent, it's worked, so that for the simpler measurements at least, British people can be said to be bilingual. The USA, on the other hand, is very stuck with imperial measurements, while Canada and Central and South America all use metric. It's as if someone has died, but no one has told the USA about it. Also, in that rather small club with the USA, for complicated reasons, are Liberia and Myanmar.
Isn't this a problem in everyday life?
Well, not if you stay within your system, but the minute you stray outside, the culture shock can be overwhelming. If you're American and ask a Frenchman how far away something is, you won't find "the swimming pool is 14 kilometers away" very helpful in deciding whether to drop by for a swim. But it's hard to make the switch. The UK government, as we said, have been trying for years, but people still say "I'm 6 feet two," and many have no idea that saying "I'm 1.88 meters amounts to the same thing.
So is this just a simple matter of easily cleared up misunderstandings? Like if we ask for a hot curry in India and get one that makes our mouth feel like it's on fire?
Sometimes, but the consequences can be more serious. When the NASA Mars Climate Orbiter spaceship approached Mars, it fired its rockets to move into orbit. But the thrust was much too weak, and instead it dived into the Mars atmosphere and was never heard from again. Investigations revealed that an engineer designing the rocket had been using imperial measurements, while everyone else had been using metric. So they built a thruster rocket that was not powerful enough to put the spaceship in the right position, leading to the loss of a $125 million satellite and an invaluable source of knowledge.
Yikes! A bad day at the office.